One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell. And if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Bye-bye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.
Call me Elle, I'd always say, a nickname I'd given myself as a little girl. Eleanor was my birth name, but Elle felt more fitting, a single musical note, a light, graceful touch on a piano. Music and I were old friends. It was my escape, my solace, my joy. Every morning I woke up to the faint sound of music boxes tinkling through the house, echoing off the wallpapered halls of our Victorian-era home. That was my grandmother's habit, or perhaps her compulsion, brought about by the Alzheimer's that had been gnawing away at her mind for years now. Each morning, she'd wind up every music box she could find and listen to their melodies. It was as much a part of our daily routine as my father reading the newspaper or my mother checking her emails. "Good morning, Grandma," I greeted, entering her room with a steaming cup of her favorite chamomile tea. I found her sitting by the window, bathed in morning sunlight, a music box spinning slowly in her hands. She looked up, confusion fogging her normally bright eyes.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why my Lowe's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Eleanor, she asked, her voice a delicate whisper. It's me, Grandma. Elle, I corrected gently, offering her the warm mug. A smile bloomed on her face, the familiarity of my name bringing a semblance of clarity. It was moments like these that reminded me why the sacrifice was worth it. I knew that I was her tether to reality, the last thread of her unraveling past. And she was the reason I fell in love with music. Her stories, her music boxes, the way she swayed to an inaudible rhythm, it was all a symphony to me, and I its willing captive. Each day was punctuated by these quiet moments, soundtracked by melodies, and punctuated by the repetition of my name. This was our routine, our rhapsody. My parents were hardly ever around. Dad was always traveling, and Mom was tied up with her book club and charity events. But that was okay, because Grandma and I had our symphony, and it was enough. As I helped her to bed one night, her frail hands clutching mine, she looked at me with an intensity I hadn't seen in a long time. "Eleanor," she said, "your music. It's your gift, and it's your responsibility. Don't let it fade away like one of my memories." "Promise me," she pressed, her grip tightening. "I promise, Grandma," I whispered, squeezing her hand back. She gave a satisfied nod, then drifted off to sleep, another melody playing softly in the background. As I sat by her bedside, the weight of her words settled around me. The music was more than just a passion for me. It was a promise, a responsibility. It was the melody in my routine, the rhythm in my rhapsody. And I wouldn't let it fade away. I couldn't. Not just for myself, but for her. For us. Little did I know, the promise I made to my grandmother would shape not only my music but my life. But that's a melody for another time. For now, this is where my story begins, with a girl, her music, and her grandmother's fading memories. This is my rhapsody and routine. The music box melodies of the morning gave way to a different sort of symphony by noon. It was quieter, more subdued, the silence interrupted only by the distant hum of traffic or the occasional trill of the phone. Afternoons were for solitude, or as much as could be managed in a household of four. I was helping Grandma with her lunch when the phone rang. I glanced towards the receiver on the wall, the garish red contraption sticking out against the muted pastels of the kitchen. "Let it go to voicemail, dear," Grandma instructed, her voice barely above a whisper. But curiosity had a habit of getting the better of me. I rushed over and picked up just as it was about to ring for the third time. "Eleanor, it's your mother," the voice on the other end said. The formality always struck me as strange. "Mother." As though we were strangers, not family. "Hi, Mom," I greeted, keeping an eye on Grandma. "I won't be coming home for dinner tonight, or your father. We have a charity event to attend." "Oh," I replied, not really surprised. "All right, take care."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
"Of course, dear," she said, her voice almost cheerful. "Oh, and remember to give your grandmother her medicine after dinner." "I always do, Mom," I assured her, then hung up. A cold quiet fell over the kitchen, the final notes of her conversation lingering in the air. I looked over at Grandma. She had an unreadable expression, her watery eyes fixed on me. I walked over and knelt beside her. "Are you okay, Grandma?" I asked, concern edging my voice. She patted my hand gently, a small sad smile forming on her lips. "Yes, dear. Just missing your mother. And father." "They're just busy, Grandma," I said, although I knew my words were a poor comfort. "I know, dear," she sighed, picking at her lunch. "But that doesn't make it hurt any less." Her words hung in the air, a tangible testament to the solitude of our afternoons. My heart ached for her, for us. I knew the reality, the only harmony we could muster was the sound of two hearts singing the same tune of longing. I was left with the bitter taste of resentment, a symphony of solitude echoing in my ears. Despite the space we occupied in their lives, our needs played second fiddle to their desires. There was no do it here, just a solo performance. Yet, I never let that resentment creep into my voice when talking to them. I understood they had their lives, their interests, their commitments. But there were moments, like these, when I wished they'd take a break from their sonatas of social engagements and tune into our quieter, humbler melody. "Let's finish lunch, Grandma," I said, attempting to bring some cheer back into her eyes. "And later, how about we listen to some records?" She nodded, giving my hand a light squeeze. I held on to that small act of gratitude, cherishing it as the most significant accolade I could receive. We were in this together, our lives intertwined in this symphony of solitude. As the afternoon waned, I found myself holding onto Grandma's words, the feeling of our hands clasped together. A silent promise echoed between us, the bond of our shared solitude strengthening our resolve. Our duet would go on, no matter how lonely the symphony. My fingers danced over the keys of my piano, the melodious strains of Chopin's Nocturne floating through the quiet living room. This piece always soothed my soul, a gentle reminder of why I was so drawn to music.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
As the last notes reverberated through the room, Grandma clapped her hands in delight. Beautiful, my dear. Just beautiful, she murmured. I smiled, bowing my head in thanks. It was then that I noticed the letter, sitting innocently on the coffee table. What's this, Grandma? I asked, reaching for it. It came for you today, she replied, a twinkle in her eye. The letter bore the insignia of the Eastman School of Music, one of the most prestigious music schools in the country. I had auditioned on a whim, never really believing I stood a chance. My fingers trembled as I tore the envelope open. I am pleased to inform you. I read aloud, then stopped, breathless. I got in, Grandma. I've got a full scholarship. Her eyes filled with tears, her hands coming to cover her mouth in surprise. Oh, Elle, she whispered. I knew you could do it. This was it. My prelude to freedom, a chance to make my own way, to pursue my passion. It was a sweet symphony, a new melody filled with hope and promise. Starting life at Eastman was like stepping onto a new stage, the world full of new rhythms and melodies. I settled into the rhythm of college life, classes, practice sessions, and newfound friendships. But one of the most significant parts of my new journey was forming a band. It happened during an open mic night at the local campus cafe. I was on stage, performing a rendition of one of my favorite songs when I noticed a guy nodding along in the crowd. He was tall, with a mop of messy hair and an infectious grin. After my performance, he introduced himself. Hey, I'm Danny, he said, shaking my hand. You were great up there. I play the drums, and I've been thinking about starting a band. Interested? I'd love to, I responded, excited by the prospect. In the following weeks, we recruited two more members, a bassist named Mia and a guitarist called Josh. We named our band Harmony's Horizon, a tribute to our new beginnings. The band became an integral part of my university life. Our music wasn't just about melodies. It was about connection, friendship, growth. The symphony of my life had gained new instruments, and together,
one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at kosai.org.
We were creating a harmony that transcended our individual notes. During our band practices, we would all huddle in Danny's garage, its walls adorned with posters of famous rock bands and guitar gods. We would argue over chord progressions, harmonies, and song choices, but at the end of the day, we always managed to find our rhythm. One evening, as we wrapped up a particularly grueling practice session, Danny raised his can of soda. To new horizons, he declared, we clinked our cans together in a makeshift toast, the sound echoing in the garage. To new horizons, we chorused. I thought of Grandma then, and the promise I had made her. In the hustle and bustle of my new life, I was living my dream, embracing my passion for music, and chasing a harmony of new horizons. But in all this, I never forgot my roots, the symphony that had begun at home. The memory of her words, her music boxes, and her faith in me was a melody that played on in my heart. It was my prelude, my solitude, my freedom, my new horizons, all merging into a symphony, my life symphony. Our first university concert was a nerve-wracking affair. The crowd was a pulsating mass of people, their anticipation charging the air with an undeniable buzz. We were the closing act, and as I stood backstage, I could feel the vibrations of the crowd's claps and cheers echoing in my chest. As the curtains fell, we took our positions. I looked out into the crowd, their faces a blurry amalgamation under the bright stage lights. We played our hearts out that night, the notes of our songs blending seamlessly with the hum of the crowd. As I exited the stage, a man approached me. He was slightly older, with warm brown eyes and a kind smile. Hi, I'm Alex. I'm a music producer, he said, extending his hand. You were fantastic up there. Thank you, Alex. I'm Elle, I responded, shaking his hand. His compliment warmed me more than I cared to admit. We ended up chatting about our shared love for music, our favorite artists, and our dreams. There was an instant connection, an understanding that only two people who shared a passion could truly appreciate. This was the beginning of our concerto of connection. Over the next few months, Alex and I grew closer. We would spend hours talking about music, sharing our favorite songs, discussing the intricate details of compositions. He introduced me to new genres, new artists, and taught me to appreciate the subtleties of music production. One day, he invited me to his studio. I want you to see where the magic happens, he said, his eyes sparkling with excitement. The studio was a musician's paradise, filled with state-of-the-art equipment and a vast collection of musical instruments. As I ran my fingers over the shiny black surface of a grand piano, I felt Alex's presence behind me. This is where I make dreams come true, he murmured, a hint of pride in his voice.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Then he did something unexpected. He took my hand and placed it on the piano keys. Play for me, he requested. The sincerity in his eyes made me forget my initial hesitation, and I found myself playing one of my original compositions. As I lost myself in the melody, I felt Alex's eyes on me, their intensity fueling my performance. When I finished, I looked up to see him standing there, a soft smile playing on his lips. That was beautiful, El, he said. You have a gift. His words filled my heart, and for the first time, I saw Alex in a different light. He wasn't just a friend or a mentor. He was someone who appreciated my talent, my passion. This was the beginning of our melody of love. As the weeks turned into months, our bond deepened. Our shared love for music was our foundation, but we found joy in the smallest things. Walks in the park, late-night ice cream runs, lazy Sundays spent listening to vinyl records. Each moment added a new note to our growing melody, shaping it into a song of love. One evening, as we sat on the rooftop of his apartment building, looking at the city lights, he turned to me. "El, I love you," he said, his voice barely above a whisper. The words hung in the air, a declaration as profound as any melody. "I love you too, Alex," I whispered back, my heart matching the rhythm of his. Our melody of love had reached a crescendo, and as I looked into his eyes, I knew our symphony was far from over. One evening, as we were walking along the banks of the Genesee River, Alex stopped suddenly. He turned to face me, his eyes serious. "El," he began, taking both my hands in his. "These past months with you have been the happiest of my life. Your love for music..."
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Your passion, your kindness, they've inspired me. They've made me a better person. His voice wavered slightly as he continued, "I don't want to imagine my life without you in it." With that, he went down on one knee, pulling out a small velvet box from his pocket. My breath hitched as he opened it, revealing a beautiful diamond ring. "El, will you marry me?" Tears welled up in my eyes as I nodded, unable to form words. "Yes," I finally managed to say, pulling him into a tight embrace. Our life together was about to begin a new verse, a ballad of commitment and enduring love. As Harmony's horizon grew in popularity, so did the interest of my parents. Their indifference had always been a painful chapter in my life, but now they suddenly appeared interested in my success. One afternoon, I received a call from my mother. "El, we saw your concert on TV," she said, her voice strangely soft. "You were very good." The compliment, though long overdue, felt like a hollow victory. "Thank you, Mom," I responded, struggling to keep the bitterness from my voice. "Your father and I, we've been thinking," she continued. "Perhaps we could come to one of your shows. Would that be okay?" I was taken aback by her request. After years of neglect, they wanted to be a part of my life now that I was successful. The realization hurt, but I swallowed my resentment. "That would be nice, Mom," I said, forcing a smile into my voice. It felt like an interlude, a pause in the ongoing symphony of my life. An interlude of indifference from my parents who were now taking an interest in my life. As the call ended, I felt a familiar pain resurface. Alex, sensing my discomfort, wrapped his arms around me. "You okay?" he asked, his voice filled with concern. I nodded, burying my face in his shoulder. "Just an old wound," I murmured. Our lives were filled with music, success, and love, but there were still old ghosts that haunted me. As I leaned into Alex, I took comfort in the thought that no matter what, I had someone who genuinely cared for me. In this moment of vulnerability, the melody of our love seemed even more poignant. Despite the indifference of my past, I had built a life filled with harmony, love, and most importantly, music. And as I looked into the future, I knew that this was just the beginning. The symphony was far from over. Harmony's horizon was soaring. We were headlining music festivals, appearing on talk shows, and our songs were topping the charts. The spotlight was shining brightly on us, and it was nothing short of exhilarating. One day, our manager informed us about an upcoming concert at the legendary Madison Square Garden. The sheer magnitude of the venue was daunting, but the thrill of performing for such a large audience was electrifying. Rehearsals became our life.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Every note, every chord, every lyric was meticulously crafted and practiced until it was perfect. My bandmates and I were living our dream, but the constant pressure to perform and deliver was undeniable. The night of the concert arrived quicker than we anticipated. Backstage, I could hear the roar of the crowd, their anticipation almost tangible. As I gripped my guitar, I remembered a piece of advice Alex had given me. Just feel the music, L. Let it guide you. And so, with a deep breath, I stepped onto the stage, the spotlight a dazzling halo around me. The sun of the spotlight had begun, and I was ready to play my part. With the success of the concert came a wave of attention. Among the flood of congratulatory messages, one stood out, a call from my parents. "L, we watched the concert," my father began, his voice unusually soft. "You were outstanding. We'd like to come to your next show." A flicker of hope ignited in my heart. "That would be nice, Dad. I would like to dedicate a song to Grandma, if that's okay with you." There was a pause, and then he replied, "L, it's your show, but we'd rather you didn't. It's better to focus on the future." His words felt like a slap in the face. After everything, after all these years of neglect, they still didn't understand. The nocturne of neglect continued to play its sorrowful tune. I ended the call, my emotions a whirlwind. Alex found me a while later, my tears the only indication of my hurt. He held me close, his arms a comforting fortress against my parents' indifference.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
That night, as I lay in bed, I realized that no matter the spotlight, no matter the applause, there was still a part of my past that hurt, my parents' neglect. It was a nocturne that played its mournful melody in the background of my successful life. But I had found solace in my music, in Alex, and in the love of my grandmother. As I drifted off to sleep, I made a decision. I would dedicate a song to my grandmother. She was my inspiration, my rock, and she deserved to be remembered. I knew that in doing so, I might invite the wrath of my parents, but I was willing to face that. For my grandmother, for myself, and for the music that had become my life. The days leading up to the big concert were a flurry of activity. Rehearsals became more intense, and I felt my nerves escalating. I had something special planned for the concert, a surprise proposal to Alex. "Are you okay, L?" he asked one evening, concern creasing his brows. "You've been tense these past few days." "I'm just nervous about the concert," I replied, offering him a small smile. I couldn't tell him about the proposal, it had to be a surprise. The morning of the concert was a symphony of nerves and anticipation. I could barely keep my hands steady as I prepared. Looking at myself in the mirror, guitar slung over my shoulder, I knew it was the biggest night of my life. The concert was going well. I could feel the energy of the crowd, their cheers and applause fueling my performance. And then, in the midst of it all, I saw them. My parents, standing at the back of the venue with my grandmother between them. The sight of them took my breath away. I hadn't expected them to bring Grandma. But there she was, her eyes sparkling with delight as she watched me perform. Their unexpected arrival caused a momentary disruption in my performance, but I managed to regain my composure and continued to play. I could feel the tension in the air, the audience sensing something was off. But the show had to go on. I decided to adjust my performance to accommodate my grandmother's presence. It felt right despite the conflict with my parents. I introduced the next song, dedicating it to my grandmother. This song is dedicated to the woman who has always believed in me, who has always supported me. This is for my grandmother, who is here with us tonight. I said, my voice echoing in the vast venue. The crowd erupted in applause, and as I strummed the opening chords of the song, I saw my grandmother's face light up with joy. She was beaming, her eyes teary, and in that moment, all the tension, all the melodrama, it all felt worth it.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
I poured my heart into the performance, letting the lyrics and the melody speak for themselves. I sang about love, about hope, about the power of music, and about the woman who had inspired it all. It was a moment of pure, unadulterated emotion, a melodrama unlike any other. As the song ended, the applause was deafening, but all I could see was my grandmother, clapping along with the crowd, her face etched with pride and happiness. It was a moment I would forever cherish, a melodrama of a moment that was as beautiful as the melody I had sung. The concert had ended on a high note. Everyone was applauding, their cheers filling the room. Amidst the sea of faces, I found my parents, their expressions unreadable. As I stepped off the stage, my heart pounded. I was worried about what was going to happen next. Would there be a confrontation? But what followed was beyond my expectations. My father approached me first. He looked at me, and for the first time, I saw regret in his eyes. "Elle," he began, his voice choked. "We're sorry. We've been blind, and it took us too long to see that." My mother joined him, her eyes welling up with tears. "We promised to take better care of Grandma. You've done an exceptional job, and we haven't been there for you." Their words felt like a much-needed cadence of change. It was as if a weight was lifted off my shoulders. I was skeptical, yes, but hopeful as well. Over the next few weeks, I saw a change in my parents. They started visiting Grandma more, taking care of her needs. There was a new warmth to them, a tenderness I hadn't seen before. I watched them from a distance, cautiously optimistic. One day, I decided to pay a surprise visit. I found my father reading to Grandma, a sight I never imagined I'd see. They looked up as I entered, their faces glowing with contentment. It was evident that the coda of commitment was being played sincerely. A few months later, life had settled into a comforting rhythm. My parents had stayed true to their word, taking good care of Grandma. My band was thriving, and I was in the process of releasing my debut solo album. It felt like a rhythm of redemption was guiding my life. One day, while visiting Grandma, she turned to me with a knowing smile. "I'm proud of you, Elle," she said, her voice filled with affection. "And I'm happy to see your parents stepping up." Tears welled up in my eyes. "I am too, Grandma, I am too." That night, as I sat with Alex, I realized how far I had come.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
From the quiet, responsible girl who loved music and her grandmother to the successful musician with a loving partner and a family that was slowly but surely mending its ties. The rhythm of redemption had echoed through my life, creating a melody of hope and love. As I leaned against Alex, I realized that I was content. I had faced trials, endured pain, but had come out stronger. I had my music, my love, and a family that was trying to make amends. My story was one of redemption, a symphony of love and music that had guided me through the darkest of times and into the light of a promising future. It was a rhythm of redemption, a melody that would forever play in the background of my life.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.